KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy. Some fog out there as well, 48 degrees. We look for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny today, a high of 69. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping area news, a central Iowa man is dead following the crash of a semi-tractor trailer on Interstate 80 Wednesday morning in Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol says 62-year-old Michael Byers of Des Moines died after he was flown from the scene of the crash to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Authorities say Byers was westbound on I-80 at around 6:45 a.m. on Wednesday when the 2018 Freightliner semi he was driving left the road at the Stewart exit and entered a north ditch before it rolled over. Byers, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected during the crash. The semi's tanker trailer contained hazardous materials. Hazmat crews were called to unload it, and the accident remained under investigation. Several agencies assisted the patrol at the accident scene. Three people were hurt Wednesday afternoon when three trucks collided in Harrison County. The Iowa State Patrol says the crash happened at around 12:23 p.m. near the intersection of Highway 30 and Redwood Avenue, or about halfway between Logan and Woodbine. Officials said a 2000 Freightliner straight truck driven by 58-year-old Robert Clay White of Woodbine was traveling south on Highway 30 and slowing to turn left onto Redwood Avenue when his truck was struck from behind by a 2017 Peterbilt semi. The impact forced the straight truck into the path of a 2016 Peterbilt semi, which was traveling north on Highway 30. The straight truck hit the trailer of the northbound semi, causing it to go out of control and roll onto the passenger side on the highway. Highway 30 was completely blocked for several hours. The driver of the first semi, 25-year-old Tamara Bonnie of Omaha, was transported by LifeNet helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. The driver of the second semi, 49-year-old Timothy Watson of Sweetwater, Tennessee, was transported by Logan Rescue to the hospital in Missouri Valley, while the straight truck driver, Robert Wright, was taken to the Missouri Valley Hospital by Woodbine Rescue. All three drivers were wearing their seatbelts. That accident remains under investigation. Red Oak Police Department has released details on the investigation of a deceased male who was found in Red Oak early Wednesday morning. Officers say they were called to the 200 block of East Grimes Street at around 4:17 a.m. Wednesday for a reported deceased body. After investigation, it was determined the deceased male was 27-year-old Devin Alexander Davis of Villisca. Davis was found to have suffered from an apparent gunshot wound. At further investigation, it was discovered that a confrontation had occurred earlier that morning between Davis and 39-year-old Kevin Dwayne Staley of Red Oak. During the confrontation, Staley allegedly shot Davis. Law enforcement officials then obtained a search warrant for Staley's residence at 502 West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak and found Staley inside the home. He was taken into custody without incident at around 12:40 p.m. by Red Oak Police and Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. Staley was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $100,000 cash bond. He'd been charged with voluntary manslaughter, a Class C felony. It's believed that this was an isolated incident and no further threat was to the rest of the community. The investigation, though, is continuing. Red Oak Police were assisted at the scene by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, Red Oak Fire and Rescue, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, and the Montgomery County Attorney's Office. The Adams County Sheriff's Office Wednesday afternoon released information pertaining to a reported bomb threat at the Southwest Valley Schools in Corning. Authorities said in a press release that on October 11th at about 11:39 a.m., Adams County Dispatch received a call from the Corning Elementary School regarding a reported bomb threat. An individual had called the elementary and stated they heard of a bomb threat, but were not sure which building the bomb was in. Adams County deputies responded to the schools where students and teachers had already begun evacuating. Corning Fire Department was paged out to assist the sheriff's office in establishing a perimeter to conduct traffic control and controlling access into the scene. As the sheriff's office was arranging plans to search the buildings, contact was made with the original caller to gather more details of the alleged bomb threat. And while speaking with that original caller, it was learned that they'd received a phone call from a family member and were informed of a school lockdown and bomb threat on the radio. Upon further investigation, the school lockdown, they were informed of what happened at the Shenandoah School earlier in the morning, and that was with regard to a person who was seen with what was discovered to be an airsoft or BB-type rifle. There were no charges associated with that incident. The sheriff's office said there was not a threat made toward Southwest Valley schools, and the information was not learned until the schools were evacuated and dismissed for the day. A coordinated search of the schools, activity center, shop, and Corning Elementary was conducted, and nothing was found that was believed to be a threat. Once the initial sweep was made, authorities say it was determined that the situation was all clear and school staff was allowed back in the schools. The sheriff's office extends thanks to the Corning Fire Department, Prescott Fire Department, and the Iowa State Patrol for their assistance in Wednesday's event. They also thank the public for their cooperation and patience throughout the investigation. And taking a look at the funeral announcements for Veronica Kesting, age 93, of Texas, died Saturday in Texas. Graveside services for Veronica Kesting will be today at 10 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Joseph Reinig, age 93, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Reinig will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marvin Whetstone, age 88, of Stewart, died October 10th. Funeral services for Marvin Whetstone will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Roger W. Nelson, age 79, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Roger Nelson will be on Friday at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard A. L. Vorthman, age 96, of Trainer, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Richard A. L. Vorthman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Trainer. Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Reverend Richard Dick Hole, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday. Celebration of Life services for Reverend Richard Hole will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Sharon Huddleston, age 69, of Stewart and formerly of Adair, died September 17th. Celebration of Life services for Sharon Huddleston will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Anita Methodist Church. Norma Huff, age 87, of Greenfield, died September 28th. Celebration of Life services for Norma Huff will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Belle Faith Bateman and Reese Riley Ray Rose Bateman, the infant identical twin daughters of Joe and Christina Hartkoff Bateman of Atlantic, passed away Tuesday, October 3rd. Funeral services for Belle Faith Bateman and Reese Riley Ray Rose Bateman will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Rogene Fiscus DeMars, age 53, of Rome, New York, and formerly of Harlan, died October 6th in Syracuse. Graveside services for Rogene DeMars will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Rogene is the daughter of the late Roger Fiscus and Donna Holt Wetzel, and stepdaughter of Harry Wetzel. David Kent Hart, age 69, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the UNMC in Omaha. Funeral services for David Hart will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Louise Hunt, age 96, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Celebration of Life services for Louise Hunt will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Ruth Steffen, age 88, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Ruth Steffen will be held Monday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.